Hello, I'm Andrew Countitz, professor and associate chair in the OBGYN department, University of Florida College of Medicine in Jacksonville. Today, I'd like to discuss ACOG's new recommendations for breast cancer screening. Screening mammography represents an issue women's health clinicians address regularly. I'm revisiting this topic because the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, ACOG, has truly hit a home run with its new guidance. ACOG's practice bulletin on screening for breast cancer in average risk women encourages shared decision making for when to start, how often to repeat, and when to discontinue screening. During shared decision making, women and clinicians share information, discuss potential benefits, risks, and preferences, and ultimately agree on a plan. Although some clinicians have been flexible regarding screening mammogram recommendations, with the new ACOG guidelines, flexibility is built into the guidance. ACOG recommends that average risk women be given the opportunity to initiate screening at age 40. Those who do not start screening then should begin no later than age 50. Women should be screened every 1 or 2 years. Biennial screening beginning at age 55 minimizes screening harms. Women should continue with screens until age 75. Those with a life expectancy of at least 10 years at that time may wish to continue screens beyond that age. Because of the risk of false positive results and lack of known benefit, ACOG no longer recommends that average risk women perform self-breast exams. However, since more than half of breast cancers are detected by women themselves, the college encourages breast self-awareness, which involves women paying attention to changes in their breasts and letting us know when any changes have been detected. Since benefits and harms are uncertain when clinical breast exams are performed in women undergoing regular mammography, in average risk women, ACOG suggests that such patients choose whether or not to have clinical breast exams. However, for high risk women and those with symptoms or signs of breast disease, ACOG continues to recommend clinical breast exams. Although screening mammograms reduce mortality from breast cancer, false positive results and overdiagnosis cause unneeded biopsies and treatment. Given these competing benefits and risks, it's not surprising that mammography remains surrounded by controversy and that professional society guidelines have varied. What is surprising is that while the great majority of women appreciate mammography's benefits, few recognize the harms that result from screening. Our challenge is to help women reach a screening decision based on a balanced perspective on benefits and risks. By acknowledging that we and our patients bring diverse values and perspectives to screening decisions, ACOG's new recommendations are uniquely valuable for us and our patients. Thank you for the honor of your time. I'm Andrew Countitz.